Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. One of my favorite film genres has always been film noir, and not just noir, but heist noir. From 1946's The Killer, starring Burt Lancaster and Ava Gardner, to John Huston's The Asphalt Jungle or Lee Marvin in Point Blank, the stakes are high, jeopardy is constant, and one or more of the characters must avoid those hunting them, get out of the spotlight, hide out, hole up, go on the lam, or, more simply,
we'll lie low for a few years, then I'll come back for Francine and Rogu.
That is how we use the phrase today. Laying low or to lie low simply means to get out of the spotlight, to not draw attention to oneself, keep a low profile. We can hear it in films.
Lay low for a while because you're probably wanted for murder.
To late night TV.
It's a little suspect though, right? I mean, it's not a good sign when you have a shocking win and suddenly need to lay low for a while.
To discussions of politics.
The tactic of the president laying low has been lauded by all sides.
But that was a little bit different from Uncle Will's origin. Though, as it happens, it did follow a crime of sorts, depending on which side of the Roman Senate you were sitting. The assassination of Julius Caesar.
Et tu, Brute!
Concerned that Caesar is gaining too much power, a group of conspirators stab him to death in the Capitol. His close friend, Mark Antony, comes to view his slain ruler.
Welcome, Mark Antony.
Almighty Caesar, dost thou lie so low? Are all thy conquests, glories, triumphs, spoils, shrunk to this little measure? Fare thee well.
This was the first clear meaning, to lie low as in death. A year later, the phrase would pop up again, this time in Much Ado About Nothing, in a more threatening way. Leonato, the Duke of Messina, is entertaining returning friends from the wars, one of which, Claudio, falls in love with his daughter Hero, and they plan to get married. However, villainous shenanigans are cooked up by the evil Don John to thwart the match by tricking Claudio into thinking his bride-to-be is unfaithful. The incensed Claudio then denounces her at the altar, where she swoons. Leonato and his brother Antonio come upon the young Claudio, his commanding officer Don Pedro, who also happens to be the brother of the deceiving Don John, and Benedick.
Hear you, my lord.
We have some haste, Leonato.
Some haste, my lord. Well, fare you well, my lord. Are you so hasty now? Well, all is one.
Nay, do not quarrel with us, good old man.
If he could right himself with quarreling, some of us would lie low.
Who wrongs him?
Marry, thou dost wrong me, thou dissembler, thou.
When the soldiers, firm in their erroneous conclusions that Hero has been unfaithful to their young brothers in arms, are confronted by Leonato, Don Pedro says not to quarrel with them. To which Leonato's brother says if they did quarrel, the young Claudio would lie low. Speaking of brothers in arms, during the First World War, there was a poet-journalist back in England that used the phrase to urge young men to heed the call of Lord Kitchener and to enlist. Who's for the game, the biggest that's played, the red-crashing game of a fight? Who'll grip and tackle the job unafraid, and who thinks he'd rather sit tight? Who'll toe the line for the signal to go? Who'll give his country a hand? Who wants a turn to himself in the show? And who wants a seat in the stand? Who knows it won't be a picnic? Not much, yet eagerly shoulders a gun. Who would much rather come back with a crutch than lie low and be out of the fun? Now, I don't know whether the irony was lost on Pope, referring in her last line to lying low as if to avoid the war, where many soldiers who would have read her patriotic poem would end up lying very low indeed in a foreign trench. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.